Welcome back, Rural Route, Trent Lewis, Hank Vogler. We are into the final segment talking about the Department of Labor self-funding, which is why you're going to get a fine if they show up. But Hank hired an attorney.
Well, then they've knocked down the $42,000, but I've already paid the attorney as much money as they've knocked it down to. So maybe I saved $5,000 and we're not done yet, because they want me every day to talk to every sheep herder and have them sign a piece of paper or some sort of communication, every one of them every day for 5 years as punishment. Oh, and they wanted to take my men away for 3 years because I was belligerent. Well, my belligerent was I asked questions. So yeah, 3 years, I'm bankrupt. I the party's over. I lose everything. I can't go without sheep herders for 3 years. And
I'd like to go without an attorney for 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's a racket. It is. I mean, welcome to America, comrade.
And all of that has nothing to do with the current attorney you have hired. Just as a reminder, I said it quickly, but I just want to remind people that Hank is under an indictment right now. And if you'd like to help the cause, help Hank win, send it to me. I'll get it to Hank. Trust me. Trust me. Just make it out to help Hank win. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, but I mean, I couldn't figure out how one of my friends got charged $50,000 for having not enough tread on a sheep wagon. Another one had a cracked mirror on an old beater truck that they drove around the homestead to feed the livestock. And now another one got fined because there are specifics with sheep herders. Basically, they can't even cut wood. I guess you got to go to their camp every day and build their fire for them. They're not supposed to tend camp. They're not supposed to haul groceries. They're not. Basically, you're supposed to have platoons of men. If you finally interpret everything, they bring the sheep to the corral. You have another platoon of people that work them. Then you give them back to that sheep herder and say, okay, Paco, there's 1,762 sheep in the band. Go that way. I mean, just and talking to your men every day when their own rules and regulations say every 5 days. We check them every 3 days. And they all have cell phones. They all have communications. They have everything to talk to us. And it's all fairness, it saved us thousands of dollars. Somebody can call up and say, hey, I got a flat tire on the water truck. And so you get an extra water truck tire, take it there and bring the bad one back rather than having to, you know, I got two flats or whatever. I mean, it saves us. Here's your grocery list. These are the groceries I want. Pow, pow, pow. All these things can be taken care of over the communications we have now. We have Starlink. We have everything. But no, that's not good enough. And how are we going to catch these guys? We'd have to hire another person. So guess who has to have his lawyer negotiating and probably going to have a hearing and probably have, I mean, it's just, it's.
Hank, when did you get Starlink?
Oh, a year or so ago, I guess.
Hmm.
And out here in the no man's land, it has made one heck of a difference. Now, the guys in the mountains, they all have their phone booths. They know exactly where they've got a signal. And most of the year, there's two of them, a water truck driver and a sheep herder. So there's two of them with a motorized vehicle. So if anything goes wrong, we've got them to the hospital long before anybody even knows it happened. With the three-day communication, we've got instant communications. But there's pulling back like a borrowed dog. They have not accepted it as feasible. 5 years. I mean, this is just punitive punishment and law fees is all it is. Because I ask questions. So,
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel, if you think back on the timeline, that your government problems have accelerated after you got better communication in Starlink?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Interesting.
No, it
Because I'm convinced that Starlink is assisting government with individual tracking.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know that the coyotes, you know, we were the free travel agents for people from Peru there for a long time, which I hold the government responsible for that. Those guys would get up here. We got to get them a Social Security card. Even though they don't pay Social Security, they had to have a card. As soon as they got that, they'd run off to the dairies. The coyote would pick them up. The coyote would take the Social Security card and sell it for a bucket load of money. He would get a bonus. The guy would get a good pay for 1 month, and then it becomes a slave because he's an illegal. Some guys from Idaho hired a private detective. He knew the shift. He knew the men. He knew everything about it. Those guys, and the ICE would not pick them up because I guess the power of lobbying in Idaho was too great. So, and I had dairy guys tell me right to my face, "You guys are idiots. 500 pages of rules and regulations. Are you kidding me? I can steal your sheep herders cheaper than I can comply with this crap." Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, you know. And ICE wouldn't pick them up. So, you know, I realize that they're in the front burner right now, and they do doing a yeoman's job. But I guarantee you there was a time when they sat on their hands. They said, well, if he kills somebody, if he robs a bank or does something really bad, not even drunk driving. Two of them that worked here got caught drunk driving because they all communicate on Facebook and that stuff. But that's gone on for years. They can somehow with your – anybody can do it, not just Starlink. They can – I guess it's called pinging. They can pick up where you're at and go right to your job site and pick you up on the side of a mountain and haul you to the dairy. And I'm sorry, dairy guys. If you don't think you're not, anyhow, it's not right.
No, they're on the list. We just use one, and it's a war. You use one nemesis to get rid of the other one, and then you just have a few left. It's picking off the enemy one at a time. We are the enemy.
Yep. Yeah. You know, and I hope I live long enough to be able to at least go, you know, I plan on probably be eating a lot of mutton, but I can't wait when people are lined up waiting for their Soylent Green. And I'm going to drive by and go, nanner, nanner, nanner.
I think I wouldn't drive by. I would just kind of, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to be hanging around that line.
No. You'll be the line.
Yeah. You know, why is it that people think that they could, if they feed the alligator, if they feed the alligator won't eat them. Oh, yeah? Yes, they will. You know, the rats don't know why the cheese is free till it's too late. So, yep.
Yeah, all you have to do is, I went to some of the dairies around Lake Okeechobee in Florida. And, you know, there's alligators. You can, from the dairy, you can see alligators basking in the sun on the banks of pond lakes and different things. And it's like, do you feed them your dead cows? Heavens no, we don't teach them that there's something here worthy of eating. They'll come and kill them.
Yeah.
That's just, well, logical common sense.
Well, the guys in Canada, they fear the black bear more than they do the grizzly bear. The grizzly bear just kill you, throw you on the pile until you turn into maggots. But the black bears, those guys told us that once they taste human flesh, they hunt them from then on. They do not go back. They have to eat other things if they can't find a human. But they see a human, they want to eat them. We're the long pig, according to the...
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm clear on this bear preference. They both will kill you.
Yes.
But the grizzly you have to stumble upon, the black bear is hunting you. Is that what you just told me?
That's basically it, yes. Yeah, if you get too close to a grizzly bear's kill, and In fact, when you shoot an elk or a sheep or anything like that, if you don't pack them out the same day, you have to tie ribbons around where he's at. So if other people stumble along and the grizzly bear finds it first, you don't wander in there and get killed over getting too close to his protecting his food. So and even when we took the meat and the horns and the hide to the camp, we set them in boxes way about half a mile down the creek. We didn't even have them near the camp. Nope.
So what you just told us is that grizzly bears have a ping system just like we do with cell phones. When they hear a gunshot, they know there might be a ping over there to go find.
You got her, mister. Give them on a cigar. Right.
There's always a trigger.
Yeah. Bang. Oh, dinner bell. Let's go.
All right. 1 minute. What do you want us to most know?
Somehow it would be very nice if they did some real work with the Department of Labor. H2A, 80% of the people working in agriculture are Hispanics. And I guarantee you, the people that are sitting around smoking dope and making crack babies are not going to come out here and herd sheep for me. They will go to the public domain and sit in front of the welfare office until they die. It ain't going to happen. And if we don't allow these people to come in easily and leave easily, I got two of them in Peru right now buying land with the money that they made working for me.
Therein lies the problem. We've successfully journeyed down the path connecting food producers to food consumers. Frank Luger, I'm Trent Lewis, both of us reminding you that all roads do lead to a roll. Let's talk about tender beef. I mean, tender beef is what it's about. If you've not experienced the Certified Piedmontese Advantage, you probably just think I'm trying to get you to do something from a marketing standpoint. You try this tender beef, and then you tell me that this isn't the best way to go. More details about the Tender Beef Advantage that comes 100% from Great Plains cattlemen. In fact, a lot of the core of where the Nebraska fires have been burning is a big chunk of the production for Certified Piedmontese. Now, it goes and we have production all throughout the Great Plains, the Dakotas, so a little bit in Missouri, even Colorado, some of Wyoming, but that center portion of Nebraska is vital. More details about how you can tap into this tender supply of beef going into the Great Plains of America at cpbeef.com. You don't need to go to the store. We deliver the tender beef to your door.